Have you entered the action?
It is entered. Master Spare, we must arrest Sir John Falstaff.
I pray you, since my action is entered and my case so openly known to the world, let Sir John be brought into his answer. 100 mark is a long one for a poor lone woman to bear, and I've borne, and been fubbed off from this day to that day, that it is a shame to be thought on. There's no honesty in such dealing. Unless a poor woman should be made an ass and a beast to bear every knave's wrongs. Yonder he comes, and that arrant Malmsey knows knave barlog with him. Do your office. Do your office, Master Fang. Do me your office.
Well, now, what's the matter? Whose mare's dead?
John, I arrest you at the suit of Mistress Quickley.
Away, varlet! Oh. Jawbottle! Yeah. Come after your villain's head! Throw the queen in the channel!
Yeah. Throw thee in the channel! Wilt thou? Thou bastardly rogue! Murder! Why, thou unsuckle villain! Wilt thou kill God's messengers and the king? Good people! Send a rescue on to!
Keep the peace, girl!
My lord, be good to me. I beseech you, stand to me.
How now, Sir John? What are you brawling here? Will this become your time, your place and business? You should have been well on your way to York.
My most worshipful lord, and it please your grace, I am a poor widow of Eastcheap, and he is arrested at my suit.
For what sum?
What is more than for some, my lord? It is for all. All I have. He has eaten me out of house and home. He's put all my substance into that fat belly of his.
How comes this, Sir John? Are you not ashamed to enforce a poor widow to so rough a course to come by her own?
What is the gross sum that I owe thee?
And thou wert an honest man. Myself. And the money too. Thou didst swear on a parcel gilt goblet sitting in my dolphin chamber at the round table before a sea coal fire on Wednesday in Weeson Week, but when the prince broke thy head for liking his father to a singing man of Windsor. Thou didst swear, as I was washing thy wound, to marry me.
George.
And leave me my lady, thy wife. Canst thou deny it? And did thou not kiss me and bid me fetch thee 30 shillings? I put thee now to thy book oath. Deny it if thou canst.
My lord, this is a poor mad soul. And she says up and down the town that her eldest son is like you. She hath been in good case. And the truth is, poverty has distracted her. But for these foolish officers, I beseech you, I may have redress against them.
Sir John, I am well aware of your manner of wrenching the true cause the false way. It is not a confident brow, nor the throng of words which come with such more than impudent sauciness from you, can thrust me from a level consideration. You have, so it appears to me, practiced upon the easy yielding spirit of this poor woman, and made her serve your uses both in purse and in person.
Yea, good faith, my lord.
Right, pay you peace. Pay her the debt you owe her, and unpay her the villainy you have done with her. The one you may do with sterling money, and the other with current repentance.
My lord, I will not undergo this sneak without reply. You call honorable boldness impudent sauciness. If a man will make curtsy and say nothing, he's virtuous. No, my good lord, my humble duty remembered, I will not be your suitor. I say to you that I do desire deliverance from these officers, being upon hasty employment in the king's affairs.
You speak of having power to do wrong, but answering the effect of your reputation and satisfy the poor woman.
Come hither.
My lord!
Master Gower, what news?
The king, my lord, and Harry, Prince of Wales, are near at hand. The rest, the paper tells.
No more words on.
Faith, you said so before.
No more words. I'm a gentleman. No more words on.
By this heavenly crown I tread on, I would be fain to pawn both my plate and the tapestries in my dining chambers.
Let it be £10 if thou canst. No. And to not for thy humours, there's not a better wench in England. Go, wash thy face and draw the action.
I pray thee, Sir John, let it be but 20, noble. I would be loath to pawn my plate. So God save me, love.
Let it alone. I'll make other shifts. You'll be a fool still.
Well, you shall have it. And I pull my gown. I hope you'll come for supper. You will pay me altogether.
Will I live? Go with her, with her. Hook on, hook on.
Will you have Doll Tearsheet come meet you to supper?
Let's have her.
I have heard better news.
What is the news, my lord?
Where lay the king tonight?
At Basingstoke, my lord.
I hope my lord all's well. What is the news, my lord?
Come all his forces back?
No. 1,500 foot, 500 horse are marched up to my lord of Lancaster against Northumberland and the archbishop.
Comes the king back from Wales, my noble lord?
You shall have letters of me presently. Come, go along with me, good Master Gower.
My lord!
What is the matter?
Master Gower, shall I entreat you to dinner with me?
I must wait upon my good lord here. I thank you, good Sir John.
Sir John, you loiter here too long, being as you are to take soldiers up in counties as you go.
Will you sup with me, Master Gower?
What foolish master taught you these manners, Sir John?
Master Gower, if they become me not, he was a fool that taught them me. This is the right fencing grace, my lord. Tap for tap, and so part fair.
May the lord lighten thee. Thou art a great fool.
Oh, God, I'm exceeding weary. It's come to that. I had thought weariness does not have attached one of so high blood.
Faith, it does me, though it discolours the complexion of my greatness to acknowledge it.
Does not show vilely in me to desire small beer. Why, a prince should not be so loosely studied as to remember so weak a composition.
Belike then my appetite was not princely gone. But by my troth, I do not remember the poor creature, small beer. Indeed, these humble considerations make me out of love with my greatness. What disgrace is it to me to remember thy name? Or to know thy face tomorrow? Or to take note of how many pair of silk stockings thou hast? These and those that are thy peach-coloured ones. Or to bear the inventory of thy shirts as one for superfluity, another for use. But that the tennis court keeper knows better than I. For it is a low ebb of linen with thee when thou keepst not racket there.
How ill it follows, after you have laboured so hard, you should talk so idly. Tell me, how many good young princes would do so, their fathers being so sick as yours at this time is?
Shall I tell thee one thing, Poins?
Yes, Faith, and let it be an excellent good thing.
It shall serve among wits of no higher breeding than thine.
Go to, I stand the push of your one thing you will tell.
Mary, I tell thee, it is not meet I should be sad now my father is sick. Albeit I could tell to thee, as to one it pleases me, for fault of a better to call my friend. I could be sad. And sad indeed, too.
Very hardly upon such a subject.
By this hand, thou thinkest me as far in devil's book as thou art Falstaff for obduracy and persistency. Let the end try the man. I tell thee, my heart bleeds inwardly, my father is so sick. And keeping such vile company as thou art, hath in reason taken from me all ostentation of sorrow.
The reason?
What shall think of me if I should weep?
Why, I would think thee a most princely hypocrite.
It would be every man's thought. And thou art a blessed fellow to think so, as every man thinks. Never a man's thought in the world keeps the roadway better than thine. Every man would think me a hypocrite indeed. And what excites your most worshipful thought to think so?
Why, because you have been so lewd and engrafted to Falstaff.
And to thee?
By this light, I am well spoken. I can hear it with my own ears. The worst they can say of me is that I am a second brother, and that I am a proper fellow of my hands. And these two things, I confess, I cannot help.
God save your grace!
And yours, most noble Bardolph. How doth thy master?
Oh, well, my lord, he hath heard of your grace coming to town. There's a letter for you. Yeah.
Delivered with good respect. And how doth the Martimus, your master?
In bodily health, sir.
Marry, the immortal part needs a physician. But that moves not him. Though that be sick, it dies not.
And to allow this wen to be as familiar with me as my dog. And he owes his place, for look you how he writes. Sir John Falstaff, knight, to the son of the king nearest his father, Harry, Prince of Wales, greeting.
Why, this is a certificate.
Peace. I will imitate the honourable Romans in brevity.
He sure means brevity and breath, short-winded.
I commend me to thee, I commend thee, and I leave thee. Be not too familiar with poems, for he misuses thy favours so much that he swears thou art to marry his sister now. Repent at idle times as thou mayest, and so farewell. Thine by yea and by no, which is as much as to say as thou usest him, Jack Falstaff with my familiars, John with my brothers and sisters, and Sir John with all you.
My lord, I'll steep this letter in sack and make him eat it.
That's to make him eat 20 of his words. Do you use me thus, Ned? Must I marry your sister?
God send the wench no worse fortune. But I never said so.
Well, thus we play the fools with the time. The spirits of the wise sit in the clouds and mock us. Is thy master here in town?
Oh, yeah, my lord.
Well, where supsy? Doth the old boar feed at the old Frank?
At the old place, my lord, in East Cheap.
What company?
Ephesians, my lord, of the old church.
Sup any women with him?
None, my lord, but old Mistress Quickly and Mistress Dolterci.
What pagan may that be?
A proper gentlewoman, sir, and a kinswoman of my master's.
Even such a kin as the parish heifers are to the town bull. Shall we steal upon them, then? At supper.
I am your shadow, my lord. I'll follow you.
Sir, are you boy and Bardolph? No word to your master that I'm yet come to town. Here's for your silence.
I have no tongue, sir.
And for mine? Old governor.
Gad! Very well, go. Don't tear sheep. Should be some road.
I warrant you, as common as a road between St. Albans and London.
How might we see Falstaff bestir himself tonight in his true colours, and not ourselves be seen?
Put on two leather jerkins and aprons, and wait upon his table as draught.
From a gaunt to a bull. A heavy dissension. It was Joe's case. From a prince to apprentice. A low transformation. That should be mine, for in everything the purpose must weigh with the folly. Follow me, Ned.
I pray thee, loving wife and gentle daughter, give even way unto my rough affair. Put not you on the visage of the times. It'd be like them to Percy Troublesome.
I've given over. I will speak no more. Do what you will. Your wisdom be on guard.
Alas, sweet wife, my honour is a pawn, and but my going nothing can redeem it.
Oh, yet, for God's sake, go not through these wars. The time was, Father, that you broke your word, when you were more endeared to it than now, when your own Percy, when my heart's dear Harry, threw many a northward look to see his father bring up his powers, but he did long in vain. Who then persuaded you to stay at home? There were two honors lost, yours and your son's. For yours, may the God of heaven brighten it. For his, it stuck upon him as the sun in the grey vault of heaven, and by his light did all the chivalry of England move to do brave acts. He was indeed the glass wherein the noble youth did dress themselves. He had no legs that practice not his gait, and speaking thick, which nature made his blemish, became the accents of the valiant. For those that could speak low and tardily would turn their own perfections to abuse to seem like him. So that in speech, in gait, in diet, in affections of delight, in military rules, humours of blood, he was the mark and glass, copy and book that fashioned others. And him, a wondrous hymn. O miracle of men. Him did you leave? Second to none. Unseconded by you. To look upon the hideous god of war in disadvantage. To abide a field where nothing but the sound of Hotspur's name did seem defensible. So you left him. Never, oh, never do his ghost the wrong. To hold your honor more precise and nice with others than with him. Let them alone. The marshal and the archbishop are strong. Had my sweet Harry had but half their numbers, today might I, hanging on Hotspur's neck, have talked of Monmouth's grave.
Through your heart. Fair daughter, you do draw my spirits from me with new lamenting, ancient oversight. But I must go and meet with danger there, or it will seek me in another place and find me worse provided.
Fly to Scotland. Till the nobles and the armed commons have of their puissance made a little taste.
If they get ground and vantage of the king, then join you with them. Like a rib of steel to make strength stronger. But for all our loves, first let them try themselves. So did your son. He was so suffered. So came I, a widow. And never shall have length of life enough to rain upon remembrance with mine eyes, that it may grow and sprout as high as heaven. For recordation to my noble husband.
'Tis with my mind as with a tide swelled up into his height that makes a still stand running neither way. Fain would I go to meet the archbishop, but many thousand reasons hold me back. I will resolve for Scotland. There am I till time and vantage crave my company.
If, faith, sweetheart, methinks now you are in an excellent good temporality. Your pulsage beats as extraordinarily as heart would desire, and your colour, I'll warrant you, it's as red as any rose in good truth, love. But by my faith, you have drunk too much canaries. And that's a marvellous searching wine, and it perfumes the blood. Ere one can say, what's this? How do you now?
Better than I was.
Oh, why, that's well said. A good heart's worth gold. Now, here comes Sir John.
Empty the Jordan. How now, Mistress Doll?
Sick of a calm. Yay, good faith.
Gosh, there's all I set. And there'd be once in a calm, they're sick.
Pox, damn you. You're muddy rascal. Is that all the comfort you give me?
You make fat rascals, Mistress Doll.
I make them. Yeah. Gluttony and diseases make them. I make them not.
If the cook helped to make the gluttony, you helped to make the diseases, Mistress Doll. We catch him, you doll, we catch him. Grant that, my poor virtue, grant that.
Hang yourself, you muddy conger. Hang yourself.
By my throat, this is the old-fashioned. You two never meet, but you fall to some discord. You are both, in good faith, as rheumatic as two dry toasts. You cannot one bear with another's confirmities. What the good year! One must bear, and that must be you. You are the weaker vessel, as they say. The emptier vessel.
And a weak, empty vessel bears such a huge full hogshead. There's a whole merchant's vessel of Bordeaux stuff in him. You've not seen a hulk better stuffed in the hold. Come, I'll be friends with thee, Jack. Thou art going to the wars. Whether I shall ever see thee again or no, there's nobody cares.
Sir, Pistol is below. Who will speak with you?
Hang him, swaggering rascal. Let him not come hither. It is a foul-mouthed rogue in England.
If he swagger, let him not come here. No, by my troth, I must live among my neighbours. I'll no swaggerers. I am in good name and fame with the very best. Shut the door. There comes no swaggerers here. I have not lived all this while to have swaggering now. Shut the door, I pray you.
There's no here, hostess.
Pray you pacify yourself, Sir John. There comes no swaggerers here.
It is mine ancient.
Tilly Valley, Sir John, and your ancient swagger comes not in my doors. I was before Master Tizzick, the deputy, t'other day, and as he said to me, 'twas no longer ago than Wednesday last, by my faith. Neighbour Quickly, says he. Master Dunn, our minister, was by then. Oh. Neighbour Quickly, says he. Receive those that are civil, for, said he, you are in an ill name. Now, I said so, I can tell whereupon. Oh. For, said he, you are an honest woman and well thought of, therefore take heed what guests you receive. Receive no swaggering companions, there comes none here. You would bless you to hear what he said. No, I'll no swaggerers.
He's no swaggerer, tame cheatery face. You may stroke him as gently as a puppy greyhound. Call him up, Bardolph.
A cheater, call you him? I bar no honest man my house, nor no cheater. But I do not love swaggering. I am the worst when one says swagger. Oh, feel, masters, how I shake. Oh, look, you, I warrant you.
So you do, I say.
Do I? Yea, in good faith do I, and 'twere an aspen leaf. Oh, I cannot abide swaggerers.
God save you, Sir John. Well, Commission, Pistol, I charge you with a cup of sack. Do you discharge upon mine hostess?
I will discharge her, Sir John, with two bullets.
Yes, pistol proof, sir. You shall not hardly offend her.
Come, I'll drink no proofs nor no bullets. I'll drink no more than will do me good, for no man's pleasure, I.
Then to you, Mistress Dorothy, I will charge you.
Charge me? I scorn you, scurvy companion. What, you? Poor, base, mean, rascally, cheating, luck-linging mate. Away, you mouldy rogue, away. I am meat for your master.
I know you, Mistress Dorothy.
Away, you cuppers, rascal. You filthy bung. Away. Or by this wine, I'll thrust my knife into your mouldy chaps. And you pay the saucy cattle with me. Away, you bottle-out rascal. You basket-ilt's tail juggler, you. Since when, I pray you, sir, God's light, with 2 points on your shoulders?
What?
Much.
God's my life. I will murder a rough
man. There's no more, Pistol. I would not have you go off here. Discharge yourself of our company, Pistol.
No, Captain Pistol, not here, sweet Captain.
Captain? Thou abominable damned cheater. Art thou not ashamed to be called Captain? And captains were in my mind. They were trunching you out for taking their names upon you before you'd earned them. You a captain? You slave? For what? For tearing a poor oar's rough in a boardy house. He a captain. Hanging rogue. He lives upon mouldy stewed prunes and dried cakes. Ah, captain. There are captains that needs looks.
Ready hear the mistress, dog.
Good ancient. Downstairs, good ancient.
Well, I tell you, Corporal Bardolph. I shall tear her. I'll be revenged on her.
Good, Captain Pistol, be quiet. 'Tis very late. I beseech you, aggravate your collar.
These be good humours, indeed. Shall pack horses and hollow pampered jades in Asia that cannot go but 30 miles a day compare with Caesar and with cannibals and Trojan Greeks? Nay, rather damn them with King Cerberus and let the welkin roar. Shall we fall foul for toys?
By my troth, Captain, these are bitter words.
Then feed and be fat, my fair Calypus. Come, give some sack. See for tunae. Me tormente, sparato me contento.
Pray thee, go down, good ancient.
Here we broadsides know that the fiend give fire.
Ah.
And sweetheart, lie thou there.
What? We come to full points here, and our et cetera is nothing.
Pistol, I would be quiet.
Sweet night, I kiss thy knee for what we have seen the seven stars.
Sake! Thrusting downstairs. I cannot endure such a fustian rascal.
Thrust me downstairs.
Point him down, Bardolph, like a shot-root shilly.
This will grow to a brawl, man. Pray you downstairs.
Shall we have incision? Shall we imbrue?
And death or rock me asleep. A bridge my doleful days. Why then a grievous cast the gaping wounds? Untwine the sisters three. Come at Tropos, I say.
This is goodly stuff, brawl.
Boy, give me my rapier.
I pray thee, Jack, be quiet. They're all full song.
You not
hurt
the groin? You thought you made a
shrewd
thrust at your belly.
Have you
thrust
him out of doors?
Aye, sir, John. The rascal's drunk. You've hurt him, sir, in the shoulder.
The rascal's a brave me.
You sweet little rogue, you. Alas, poor ape. Oh, how thou sweat. Come, let me wipe thy face. Come on, you awesome chops. Faith, I love thee. Thou art as valorous as Hector of Troy, worth five of Agamemnon, and 10 times better than the 9 worthies.
Rascally slave, I'll toss the rook in a blanket.
Do and thou darest for thy art, and thou dost, I'll canvas thee between a pair of sheets.
The music has come, sir.
Well, let them play. Play, sirs. Sit on my knee, John. Rascal bragging slave. The rogue fled from me like quicksilver.
In faith, thou followest him like a church. You awesome little tidy Bartholomew boar pig. When wilt thou leave fighting a days and foining a night and begin to patch up thine old body for heaven?
Please, God, don't. Do not speak like a death's head. Do not bid me remember mine end.
Sirrah, what humour's the prince of?
Lord, good shallow young fellow. Who would have made a good panther, would have chipped bread well.
They say that Poins has a good wit.
He a good wit? Hang him, baboon. His wit's as thick as Tewkesbury mustard.
Well, why does the prince love him so then?
Because their legs are both of a bigness, and plays at quoits well, and swears with a good grace, and other such gamble faculties as has that show a weak mind and an able body. For the prince himself is such another. The weight of a hair will turn the scales between their avoirdupois.
Will not this knave of a wheel have his ears cut off?
Let's beat him before his horn.
Look, where the withered elder have not his poll clawed like a parrot.
Is it not strange that desire should so many years outlive performance?
Kiss me, dog.
Saturn and Venus this year in conjunction. What says the almanac to that?
Thou dost give me flattering buses.
By my troth, I kiss thee with a most constant heart.
I'm old.
I love thee better than I love e'er a scurvy young boy of the moon.
Stuff would have a kirtle on. I shall receive money Thursday. Shall have a cap tomorrow. A merry song, come. Grows late, well to bed. Thou'll forget me when I'm gone.
My troth, thou sets me a weeping and thou sayst so. Prove that ever I dress myself handsome till thy return. Well, Harken of the End.
Some sack, Francis.
Another nonsense.
What a bastard son of the king's.
What?
And art not thou Poins, his brother?
Why, thou glow with sinful continence, what a life dost thou lead?
Well, better than thou. I'm a gentleman. Thou art a drawer.
Very true, sir, and I come to draw you out by the ear.
Now the Lord bless that sweet face of thine. Oh, Jesus, you. Are you come from Wales?
Thou whores and mad compound of majesty, by this light flesh and corrupt blood, thou art welcome.
Fools! You fat fool, I scorn you.
My lord, he would drive you out of your revenge and turn all to merriment if you take not the heat.
What?
Horse and candle, mind you. How vilely did you speak of me even now? Before this honest, virtuous, civil gentlewoman.
Oh, now, God's blessing on your good heart. So she is by my troth.
Oh, so you mean?
Yeah. Oh. And you knew me as you did when you ran away by Gad's Hill. You knew I was at your back and spoken on purpose to try my patience.
No, not so. No, I did not think thou was within hearing.
Oh, I shall drive thee then to confess the willful abuse. Well, and then I know how to handle you.
No abuse, Hal. Mine honour, no abuse.
Not. To dispraise me and call me pantler and bread chipper, and I know not what.
Oh, no abuse, Hal.
No abuse.
No abuse, none of the world. None. I dispraised him before the wicked, that the wicked might not fall in love with thee. In which doing I've done the part of a careful friend and a true subject, and my father is to give me thanks for it. No abuse, Hal. None, Ned, none. No faith, boys, none.
See now, whether pure fear or entire cowardice does not make thee wrong this virtuous gentlewoman to close with us. Is she of the wicked? Is thine hostess here of the wicked? Or thy boy of the wicked? Or honest Bardock with steel burns in his nose of the wicked?
Answer, you dead elbows! The fiend hath pricked down Bardolph irrecoverable, and his face is Lucifer's privy kitchen, where he does nothing but roast malt. For the boy, well, yes, there's a good angel about him, but the devil outbids him too.
For the women?
For one of them, she's in hell already and burns poor souls. For the other, I owe her money. And whether she be damned for that, I know not.
Warren. Knock so loud at door.
Peter!
My lord!
Now, Peter, what's the news? The king, your father, is at Westminster, and there are 20 weak and weary posts come from the north. And as I came along, I met and overtook a dozen captains, bare-headed, sweating, knocking at the taverns and asking everyone for Sir John Falstaff.
By heaven, Poins, I've very much to blame, so idly to profane the precious time. Give me my sword and cloak. Falstaff, good night.
Now comes in the sweetest morsel of the night, and we must hence and leave it unpicked.
Now, what's the matter?
You must have caught presently. A dozen captains stay at door for you.
Farewell, farewell, Dawn. You see, my good wenches, how men of merit are sought after. The undeserver may sleep when the man of action is called on. Farewell. If I be not sent away post, I'll see you again ere I go.
I cannot speak. My heart be not ready to burst. Sweet Jack, have a care of thyself.
Farewell. Farewell.
Very well.
Farewell.
I've known thee 29 years. Comes peace, cob time. And an honester, truer-hearted man. Well, fare thee well.